Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. Do you believe that things happen for a reason or not? And if you do, then what does this do to your spirit or your attitude or your approach to the day? I mean, if you believe things happen for a reason, then deserves to be investigated, true? With so many wintry storms blowing through the country right now and knocking out power in so many areas of the country, it reminds me of something that I wrote about in a daily message back in April of 2006, just after the power had been knocked out here. Boom, just like that, everything went dark. The transformer on my block blew up, caught fire, and we'd been without power on my block for a week. It had been an interesting experience, to say the least, and I ended up at a nearby coffee shop who had Wi-Fi the entire time. And we're talking about from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. In April 2006, it was thunderstorms knocking down tree branches and causing the power to go out. In July 2006, it was thunderstorms again, knocking down tree limbs and knocking out the power. And in November 2006, it was an ice storm breaking the tree limbs all over the city and wreaking havoc all over the St. Louis metropolitan area. Now we are experiencing another ice storm here in St. Louis, as well as many other parts of the country. We're also receiving snow mixed with ice and knocking out power once again. What does it all mean if everything does happen for a reason? Which brings me to the message I wrote back in April 2006 that reminded me of my all-time favorite line in TV history from the canceled TV show, Joan of Arcadia. Joan was always being approached by God, who revealed himself to her through other people. Sometimes God showed up as a six-year-old girl, a janitor, a gay man, a coffee shop clerk, a bus driver, a punk rocker, or a librarian. In one particular episode, Joan is in the hospital in the psych ward. As punk rocker God is leaving the hospital room, Joan is yelling at him over the turmoil that she's going through and blaming him for everything. Punk rocker God gently turns, looks over his shoulder, and says to Joan, "Learn how to see in the dark. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Deinada go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone."